Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
A partner at a UK law firm has been banned from drinking alcohol at work events after he was accused of inappropriate behaviour during a business trip to Vienna. And the question we're asking is consuming alcohol with your colleagues appropriate? Should work events be alcohol-free? How boring would the Christmas party be if that happened? I'd love to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. Is consuming alcohol with your colleagues appropriate, or is it unprofessional and something that should be a thing of the past? Should work events be alcohol-free? Well, I'm joined in studio by content creator Pádraig Wilson-McCarthy, who joins me. Now, Pádraig, you think that alcohol should be banned from work events. Am I reading that right?
I do, Adrian. I do. Do you know what? And it's only because of my own experience. I've fallen victim to it before. And you can get carried away at work events. You can get carried away. And then it's the fact that you have to go into work the next day and face the consequences with the fear. It's not worth it. It's simply not worth it.
So you've fallen foul. You have to tell me.
It's happened a few times, you know, where you just go out for one or two after work and, you know, you get the goo, especially on a Thursday afternoon. And then you have to remember you have work on Friday. And when you come in the next morning, it's one of the longest days that you could ever put down.
Okay, so when it comes to work events, like, for example, the Christmas party, when everybody gets together, you let your hair down, but you're recommending that you let your hair down without any drink.
Well, it depends how low you can let your hair down. If you can let it down without going too far, you might be all right. I mean, look, it's like this as well. I mean, you spend all your day at work, right? And then you're expected to go out for drinks after work. And I'm like, respectfully, I spent all my day with these people. And, you know, I love my colleagues. They're all great. But at the same time, I like to have a few hours on my own as well in the afternoon.
I know, but it is nice to socialise with people that you're working with,
isn't
it?
And I will admit it, quite often, having a drink with people, you get to know people a little bit better. But as long as you can draw the line in the sand and not to get to know people too much, you know, or to start oversharing after a few drinks with colleagues that you probably don't really know that well.
Okay, so the fear of the shame.
It's the fear and the shame, and if you've no self-control.
Okay, right. So is that you already writing yourself off?
That's me writing.
No drink at work events anymore.
You'd have to be very careful. Very, very careful. It's a slippery slope.
I'm just wondering how boring a Christmas party would be if nobody
was having a drink. Well, it depends how boring your colleagues are. Do you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm joined on the line by a columnist with the Irish Independent, Ian O'Doherty. And Ian, I don't think I even have to ask you whether or not there should be an alcohol-free policy in the workplace.
Well, I mean, if you can't handle your drink when you go out, don't drink. But don't try and ban it for everybody else. And I'm not a big fan of corporate-sponsored fun. I'm not a big fan of Christmas parties. Christmas parties are now a thing of the past, really, since lockdown changed everything anyway. But if we kind of pretend, like let's all pretend that lockdown never happened and we're still in a normal environment, I haven't gone to a Christmas party in years because I don't like being handed vouchers and saying, okay, now you can have 2 pints and have some fun, but, you know, be careful. While there's somebody from human resources kind of stalking the floor, like a teacher at a teenage disco, making sure that, you know, people are having fun, but not too much fun. But on the other hand, I would be a big supporter of having after-work drinks with your colleagues. And certainly, like when I was in the Herald, we used to finish up at about, we'd get the Saturday paper, gone to bed by about 2:30 in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, and we'd all decamp to the pub. And that was where the real business was done. That was where...
Meaning what? Meaning that's where the gossip was done?
Well, it was where we talk about which pages worked and which pages didn't. Who was doing a good job and who wasn't.
Oh, right. So it was work-based?
Well, it was. And then we'd all just move on and start talking about movies and football and, you know, all the good stuff. But the thing is, it was in a much more informal environment than being stuck in the newsroom or being in the conference room. And it was where basically people could kind of air their beefs, but they could do it over a drink. And there wasn't the stress that you weren't complete, you know, you were half in and half out of the work mode, and you could give out about your bosses. And on many occasions, you could give out to your boss when they came in, because, it, you know, there's a much larger difference between calling your editor over in the pub and saying, listen, I didn't like the way you spoke to me there, rather than doing it in public in the newsroom. So, and I remember actually on those Fridays became very much sort of sacrosanct for a bunch of us. And there was one guy, and he used to sort of bring his girlfriend in. And we had to pull him aside and say, no outsiders. You know, and he went, but, you know, oh, man, you know, he's American. And he was going, but, like, this isn't work. We're in the pub. It was like, yeah, we're working in the pub. And
you see that? So yeah, you see, I'm just wondering. Like, you haven't a dividing line then between work and socialising. It all kind of merges in together.
Yeah, it merges in together, and it works.
But is that not unprofessional? Should you not be able to detach the two?
Well, we could detach the two, but it was a way of basically ventilating issues in a much more relaxed kind of environment, and people have a pint. And look, I mean, Adrian, for God's sake, I mean, you know better than anybody else. This is journalism. Everything is done in the pub. Everything is done in the pub. You're hired in the pub. You're fired in the pub. Most of the best editorial meetings I've ever been at, and most of the productive ones, they tend to happen over a few drinks. That's just the way it is. Now, we've become a much more prissy and puritanical culture now, as the little gremlins in HR and things of that have kind of removed a lot of the fun. I remember, like, I mean, you might remember Vinnie Doyle, the late great editor of the Irish Independent. Before he hired me, he brought me out for a boozy lunch. And I thought, great, I'm going to get to have lunch with Vinnie Doyle, you know. The man was a legend. And it turns out, after I got the job, I realised, or he told me, that the boozy lunch was actually my final test. Because it was basically, could I go for a boozy lunch and then still talk properly about business? Now, you wouldn't get that today. Because everything is so formal. And the thing is,
exactly what I'm talking about, though. Are we not getting to the stage, and this law firm in the UK, where one of the partners has been banned from drinking at work events, is because of his inappropriate behaviour, with all of these lunch meetings and editorial meetings in the pub, you must have seen some inappropriate behaviour yourself.
Oh, God, yeah. but the thing is, but we weren't all so uptight about it. And look, I mean, here's the logical extension of it. I don't know if you saw the brilliant story last month from a recruitment agency who deals with law graduates and law firms. And they've come out and they've said that companies should ban any activity whatsoever that deals with alcohol, because it's exclusionary towards their Muslim employees. Because there was a Muslim guy sued because he said all the colleagues were going to the pubs and he couldn't. When his boss said you can go to the pub but you don't have to drink, he said no. If anybody from his community saw him going into a pub, it would bring shame in the family. So the company basically stopped doing everything to do with the pub because, you know, minority rules. And this recruitment company said that companies should come up with alternatives. Like maybe on a Friday afternoon going to pottery classes or arts and crafts. And it's like, I could just imagine, you know, some of the lads that I worked with and some of the women that I worked with, you know, it comes to 4 o'clock in the Friday afternoon. It's like, come on, now are we going to go over to the pub for a few pints or are we going to go to a pottery class or are we going to go and do crochet? These people do not live in the real world. After a tough week, people have earned the right to go and blow off a bit of steam and have a few beers. And sure, I remember, like, I mean, it's not just the employees. I mean, there was one editor that I worked for who was great until he hit the gin and tonic. And then he just started firing everybody. And the first time he fired me, I was going, Jesus, I've just lost my job. And an older head who'd been there, he said, look, just come in tomorrow. He'll have forgotten about it. And so basically, everybody got fired on Friday and everybody turned up on, if they were on the Saturday shift, they just turned up on the Saturday or they just turned up on the
Monday.
And
had he forgotten about it?
I think he was just too embarrassed to say anything.
But doesn't that just prove the point, Ian, that drink and work just don't go hand in hand, and it can be a disaster.
They don't go hand in hand if you're really fragile and neurotic and not up for the job.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to throw, Porrick, I'm going to throw that straight back at you. Are you a bit fragile?
No, I don't think so. Like, I have to admit, I agree in the sense that organised fun, there's nothing less fun than organised fun. And I also value, you know, like socialising with colleagues. And I think that informal drinks are a great idea. As long as it's you going out with a few of your colleagues that you want to be out with, I do think, you know, loose lips do sink ships. And after a few drinks, people are a bit more loose, you know, and things can be said, which will inevitably bring conflict into the workplace, you know. So you just have to be more careful, really, don't you?
Well, let me bring in on the other line, Kaylee Trapp, who's an online personality. And Kaylee, you are pro-choice when it comes to alcohol at work events. Is that a good way of describing you?
Yeah, that would be my cop-out answer for the internet is honest. I'm going to throw this back at, like, it's down to the person themselves. Like, you can talk about companies and whatever else they're providing all you want, but at the end of the day, you're your own person and you make your own choices. And I think if you decide you don't want to have a few drinks, don't. And if you want to have a few, but just know that you're going to have to deal with the consequences if there are any. I know it's like dangling a bone in front of a dog, but at the same time, I think as a society, we could do it being a bit more resilient. And if you know that you just want to be careful and just go out and don't drink, and I feel like we need to probably just be a little bit more accepting if that's okay. Like, I'm going to a hen party myself tomorrow and I've told a few people that I'm not having a drink because I've worked the next day. And you'd swear I killed somebody. They're like, what?
Nobody can get over this. So obviously you do take a drink, but you've made the conscious decision that you're not going to have one tomorrow. And they obviously all think you're going to be a bit of a stick in the mud all day.
Yeah, it's like, what's wrong with you? Are you sick? And, you know, and it's like, same with like office parties and whatever. Like, I would go to a bit like Padraig, a lot of events and things like that through work. And at most of them, I just don't have a drink because at the end of the day, I see that as part of my job. But then you also need to be able to relax and have a few as well at times. So it's just about, like I said, pro-choice and be able to be your own person, because you can be in the company all you want, and it's, I know it's company taking you out, but you're your own person at the end of the day, you know.
And are you of the belief that, you know, the days of colleagues all going out on the lash together, getting piddly-eyed, and then waking up the next day and thinking to yourself, God, what did I say to him or what did I say to her? Are those days gone?
I think people are a little bit more careful now, especially with, I suppose, in the world I'm in, social media. You cannot put a foot wrong, Adrian, without being, you know, brought up on it. So I suppose through different experiences, everyone's just like, do you know what, I'll play this a bit safer tonight or whatever else. And then, listen, you're only human. Everyone has their nights that you'd rather forget. But, you know, you just have to keep going and trudging on and hope that nobody saw anything. But God help that man in that company, I'd say he's hanging his head in shame.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can remember back in the day, you'd go to the Christmas party and the day after, the conversation would be about who made a show of themselves the night before. That was the conversation.
But you used to be able to laugh at it and get on with it, and now I feel like there's a little bit more judgment with it now. And sometimes, I suppose, even with people who decide not to drink, I'll say it myself, I was at an event a few weeks ago and I didn't drink, and a lot of the others were drinking away. And there comes a point in the evening where you're sitting back just watching it all unfold with a wee smile on your face. So there's not an element of judgery or snobbery about it, but like, people do love to remind you of what you've done, especially if they haven't been drinking. So, you know, if you're going to decide to have an office party and you're going to have alcohol, or let people choose whether they want to go on the Heineken Zeros or whatever it is, then just probably kind of accept that there'll be no judgments passed, and unless it's something scandalous.
And that is the problem, actually, now that you mention it. Ian, I want to throw that back to you. We've become so judgmental now that you can't go out and have a few drinks and make a little bit of a show of yourself without people throwing it right back at you. And that kind of takes away half the fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's become a very miserable, joyless existence thanks to social media, you know. It really has. And you see, but, like, really what you have to remember is that most people don't care if you get a bit pissed, right? Because most people, they themselves are waking up the next morning and they're also saying, Jesus, what did I say? You know, so one of the things that people need to remember is that most people don't really care what you did because they're too busy trying to remember what they did.
But there is always one that will throw the judgment.
It was interesting there what the previous speaker was saying about not drinking. I mean, I'd never really seen anybody get slagged or ever for not drinking, but that's because half the journalists I know are recovering alcoholics, so everybody kind of knows that they've had enough, so that's why they're on the water. And I know as well, I mean, like, I went off the jar for about a year and a half because I just wasn't enjoying it. And I go out and I just tell people half the time, if I didn't know them that well, they'd say, you having a pint? I was like, no, just get me a soda water and lime or whatever. And they go, Jesus, you're not drinking. And I just say, I'm on antibiotics. And that immediately shuts the conversation down. And they go, okay, cool. But there was one guy I remember in the first place that I started working, and he didn't drink. And again, nobody cared about it. We all thought because, let's just say he had other appetites. This is when ecstasy was coming onto the scene and stuff like that. And so he didn't drink. But it turned out, the little bugger, he'd go out to everything, and everybody else would be getting hammered. And he remembered everything. And thank God social media wasn't around back then, because he would have been like the male equivalent of Gossip Girl, busting everybody, because he was sort of mentally taking notes. But now there's a lot of people like that, except they're doing it on Facebook or with, you know, whatever these.
And that brings the whole conversation around full circle in to whether or not mixing drink and work is still an appropriate thing to do. And the more I'm listening to you, the more I'm saying no, actually, it really isn't.
No, it depends on the workers. It depends entirely on the quality of your colleagues. And I honestly, some of the best crack I've ever had is going out with the people that I work with.
Yeah, no, and me. But I'm wondering, have we moved on? Porrick, you think we possibly have?
I agree in a sense. Like, sometimes it is nice to go out with colleagues, as long as you select those ones. There's a bond in some places I've worked where we've bonded through trauma of working there, you know? So it's nice to go out and blow off a bit of steam, don't get me wrong. But it's who you're with, you know, like that. As we've all said, there's always one snitch, you know what I mean? And it only takes one person to start spreading rumours and telling people things that you just don't want to hear. And as I said, it's hard enough going to work some mornings without having to go in thinking that everyone's talking about you too, you know?
Porrick and Ian, thank you very much indeed. And also to Katie Trapp, who's on the line. Thank you, all of you, for your tuppence worth on that one. Let me read some of your messages. So because that one guy isn't able to drink, we all have to suffer. If he can't drink, tell him to stay at home. Some people want to suck every bit of fun out of the world. Another message. Is this lad for real? Ban alcohol for everyone because he can't hold his drink and makes a fool of himself. Ridiculous carry on. Here's a crazy idea. Don't drink at the events. Another message. Ian is right. If you can't handle your drink, then that's your issue and you shouldn't drink. But allow the rest of the people to relax, socialise and enjoy themselves. Again, take personal responsibility for your own actions. And if you can't handle your drink, you withdraw from the situation yourself. And one final message. I'm a non-drinker of 20 years. I gave up age 20. I don't mind going for one or two drinks with colleagues, but after a few, their chats get boring and repetitive. I'd much rather chat about interesting stuff with sober colleagues.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.